When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shindaddy in Creighton today, Bill?
Shindaddy, it's going to be kind of a casual coffee day, but this goes back. This is interesting because I lived a parallel life of Steve Sipple to see if he also.
Okay, there
was a time of my life, I'm saying early junior high, maybe late elementary. This is a big deal.
Okay,
but Shindaddy's having a round robin backgammon tournament. A round robin backgammon tournament.
No, I didn't play backgammon.
I had my own backgammon board.
You're kidding me.
The travel board. Yeah, I had your own backgammon board. I had one. Pujols had one. We always had a backgammon board.
I did not do that.
For several years, we played a lot of backgammon.
For several years.
I'm going to say it was age sixth grade through sixth, seventh grade, maybe.
Really?
Maybe a tad bit of eighth.
You guys in Pender.
Played a lot of backgammon.
Really?
That was our deal. That was our game. We turned into that. We played a lot of backgammon. So Schindler is bringing in some of the old school boards. And Shindaddy also has backgammon boards that he got when he was a comptroller of the currency working when he created FDIC. And he would cross over into Mexico and he would buy items.
Boy.
Yes.
You just called him the comptroller of the currency.
Yes. Yes. Worked for the feds. He did. He has clearance.
He was a fed.
Yeah, he has clearance.
Wow.
He has a bunch of information on floppy disks right now that you don't want to know about. You don't want to know about it. Yeah, it sucks real.
Comptroller of the currency.
Comptroller of the currency. Yes.
Shindy.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a little backgammon set up.
Round robin tournament.
Tournament,
yes. So everyone's always in play. So once you enter in, you're not just like, oh, I won game and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play a little bit better. Round robin.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. He's got it set up.
He's always got something new up there. Every day.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Imagine walking that. That'd be kind of nice. What's going over there? Oh, there's just 14 people playing backgammon.
There's some guys playing backgammon. Women, too.
Yeah.
Young and old.
All ages.
You were playing at sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yeah,
backgammon was a big deal for
you. I don't think I've ever played before.
Just a couple years. A couple years, then it kind of went away.
Okay.
Right now, I'd have to have somebody give me a little bit of a briefing on it to play again. Yeah, because I'm saying it hasn't been played. I haven't played it for 40 years. So, but it's up and going.
I'll test my parents if they played backgammon.
You think they played?
They're similar age.
Dad probably had a nice cup of warm salt water and enjoyed some backgammon. Did some accounting on the side. He had to roll. It's a dice game also.
Multitasking.
Yes.
Well, thanks to Shindaddy for always entertaining us with things in Creighton and for Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text as always. Interesting story from Tennessee.
Really interesting.
Yesterday, University of Tennessee. They've announced a price hike for football tickets starting in 2025, with most of the increase going specifically to help pay players. The increase announced Tuesday morning in an email to season ticket holders notes a new 10% talent fee for all invoices to, quote, help fund the proposed revenue share for athletes and help Tennessee attract and keep the best talent.
They're trying to make up $23 million.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Or $30 million. Yeah. They would tell you $30 million because the scholarships, there's going to be more scholarships now.
Yep.
So there's an additional $8 million. Probably for scholarships. It's an amazing story. Now, you would call this cutting edge.
I would say yes.
Yeah, because they're the first to do it. Tennessee is amazing. When you read through this, Bill, Jake, you read through this. They have 15 consecutive sellouts, which you would say, oh, big deal. Yeah. Nebraska's got 400. Yeah. And that's true. But their sellout is 101. Yeah. It's 102,000 people. And they got
Neyland's 15, incredible.
And they have 15,000 on their season ticket waiting list. So Heupel, they must be very, well, obviously, they're very supportive of Heupel.
The main reason they can do that right now is because Tennessee is doing well. And right now, Tennessee, I see them as a playoff team. Wow, are they playing good?
They're good.
And they have a, and we'll talk about it on Friday, but the game they have this Friday is huge.
And that is against?
Oklahoma, at Oklahoma. Heupel coming back to a place where he was the national championship
QB
quarterback and also got fired. Stoops fired him.
He did.
And then Heupel got sent off to oblivion. He got sent to Utah State. He went from being the OC at Oklahoma to being OC at Utah State.
Stoops fired him as the OC.
Then he went to
his alma mater.
Yeah, then he went to Missouri. Then he got the head coaching job at UCF from there. And now he's one of the probably top 10 paid coaches in the country.
How long was he at Utah State for?
I believe is maybe two, but I believe just 1 year maybe. Okay. I think maybe just been 1 year.
This is Tennessee, for those not paying attention to Tennessee athletics, it, according to this ESPN article, is experiencing its best stretch of on-field success in all sports in decades. You recall who won the College World Series baseball. That was Tennessee.
As the one seed,
basketball is very good.
Yeah, they became the first school in SEC history to win a conference championship in men's basketball, baseball, and softball in the same year. So this is what's their AD's name?
Danny White.
I mean, he's hitting this at a good time.
He just signed a brand new contract also.
Came from UCF. Yeah.
They're in a sort of this kind of glory period for Tennessee athletics.
That's why you can do it. If you did it,
right.
If all of a sudden they were like, what were you guys last year? Well, everything was average. We went to the Independence Bowl. Boy, ooh, that's a hard one.
So,
now,
yeah.
10%'s a lot. That's a big hit.
It is. It's amazing to me. And here's the thing. What I kept thinking as I read this is how much pressure there is on head coaches, particularly the head football coach. There's just a ton of pressure to keep everything roaring. Now we're raising ticket prices. We have to pay these players. We have to come up with this money. And you got to win. Because if you start losing, there's not going to be 101,000 people in the stadium. And you're going to lose. You're going to start losing money. Danny White had the key quote, Jay.
He says, here's Danny White. He says, quote, as the collegiate model changes, we have to remain flexible. We have to continue leading the way. That connection between resources and competitiveness has never been tighter.
That's it. That's the quote.
Only now we have the ability to share these resources with our athletes. We can generate revenue that will go directly to our players. This will give our teams the best chance to be successful and bring championships home to Rocky Top.
Yeah, there has never been as close a connection between resources and competitive success. What does that mean to you? That means to me, this is about money. Once again, we're talking about money. That's what we talk about in college athletics more than anything. Now, Saturdays are glorious. I guess Fridays now are glorious. It's all glorious, but that part of it's very interesting to me. It's all about money. It's so out in front. If you're going to be successful, it's going to take a lot of money to be successful. It's all out in front. Players are getting paid.
And eventually, boosters are the reason they're boosters. There's maybe 1% that just fell, backwards into the money, and they just have it and they're whatever. The rest of them earned it. So it's gonna be very hard. Like you said, it's still not a sustainable model that the boosters have to somehow come up with 30 to 40 million every year.
No, and I'll tell you this, Dannon. I was at Holy Ghost last week with Troy Dannon. He said something I did not know, and that is most of Nebraska's booster money comes from fewer than 10 people. It's just most of it comes from fewer than 10. So that's who's, and now booster money, okay, so it could go various places, but now isn't it most of it should be going to the players?
The players, is that's why you're lucky here at Nebraska, the facilities are done. Right. Imagine trying to push that through right now, a major facility.
Well, what about the stadium project? How are you going to do it?
The major one got shelved immediately.
Right. Yep.
Just like, within seconds.
So. Yeah, it's like, yep.
Oh, you're going to stick with that one that Trev had? Nope. Nope, not doing that. You guys can just go to the bathroom wherever, and we'll figure it out later.
They're still going to do something because...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dan and told that crowd, and he didn't mind. He said, "Sipple, you can leak this. They're going to have to play a spring game somewhere other than Memorial Stadium because there's going to be construction. They're going to play a spring game somewhere other than Memorial Stadium. I don't know where that would be." He didn't know where it'd be. He said, "You know, your imagination can run wild on this one. We don't know. Maybe it'd be as simple as going to Charles Schwab Field in Omaha, right where they play baseball.
I'd make it more of a little vacation. Have it down at ASU."
Wait a second, have the spring game down
spring
there?
Down there. Go travel down in a little vacation, little sun.
We're going to Tempe.
You go to Arizona in April? Be great. Come on. Be awesome.
Or would you go to Kearney?
It's like a bowl trip.
Kearney and do it. I don't know what you'd do. But anyway, the money thing is...
That's why you see the advertisings on fields. There's going to be advertisings on jerseys. There's going to be... Yeah, everything's in line right now.
It has to be.
Eventually, too. It's going to be, okay... There's no alcohol sales, right, in Memorial Stadium?
Eventually, no, it's not right now.
That's probably going to have to come up sometime, because sometimes you have to keep up.
Yep. Revenue.
You just had $23 million, and like Sipple said, plus the scholarships, out the door, out of your budget. You weren't counting
on $30
million. Yeah, $30 million. That's a lot. Also the separation that will make between the major revenue sports and the non-revenue, that will haunt people also. The AD at Ohio State already came out and said, "Well, look at club sport on some things." It's going to be very hard to have these giant rosters of other teams when eventually say, "Well, what do we do?
Yeah,
where's our money going?"
Then
it's way different.
Oh yeah, this is all. It's sort of if you're a mid-level manager in a university athletic department, it's a scary time because there's going to be cuts. They're going to have to.
They're going to cut. They're going
to
cut.
They have to cut
people in the department.
Yeah,
they have to cut. It just won't stay the same. There's going to be cuts.
They got to find ways to raise revenue and find ways to make some cuts, so they can pay student athletes.
Unless you have someone within your, like let's say softball at Texas Tech, so billionaire is a billionaire's wife who played softball at Texas Tech, and that's why. The number one player in the country transferred to Texas Tech for over $1 million because they just said, you know what? They've never been relevant in softball ever.
Never heard of them.
And then all of a sudden now they got the number one player because of someone just said, so someone could say it here and just say, whether it be soccer, I say, nope, that's where we're going to be here. We're going to be a soccer school and I'm a billionaire and I love soccer.
Yeah.
And we're going to go get players.
There could be some kind of wild variances, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be Toledo, maybe. Has a real rich booster, says, damn it, we're going to compete in football. We're going to compete with the biggest of the big boys, and I'll make sure of it.
The numbers of them, like you said, when you talk about billionaires, that is the difference with the Texas and Texas A&Ms and those. When all of a sudden it's like, How many boosters you guys? Well, we might have 10, but they're all billionaires.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. It is
a big deal.
It's a big deal. Then we also still have our other boosters, but you have to have major. Nike is I mean, they handle Oregon.
I got a question. As we move into this world, doesn't it even become more of a, it almost would seem imperative to me that if you're at a school like Texas A&M or a school like Texas, where you got all the money you should ever need, it would seem to me to be more pressure on a guy like Elko to win. Because you have no excuses.
Absolutely.
Because you have more money than these teams that have been beating you.
They paid $75 million to get rid of their coach.
Right.
$75 million.
And it didn't hurt them.
No, it's like that's part of the deal.
Right. Yeah. What I'm suggesting is that when you say they don't have an excuse, it's even more, you enhance that statement now. They literally have zero excuses because they have advantages over most people, financial advantages.
And they have, the only thing that can sometimes tweak it a little bit is fan base. A&M's fan base is incredible.
Incredible.
Go to a game there.
90,000.
Go to a game there. It's incredible. Yeah. The stadium, everything about it's incredible.
Why? Then I would say to A&M, you have to win because you have the advantages. And if you're not winning, then you know what it is? You don't have the right people.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Because the apparatus is in place. What's the variance? People. You don't have the right
ones. And you're in one of the, I mean, there's three states you really focus on for recruiting. There's four beta that. It's California, it's Texas.
Florida, Georgia.
That's the four states we really lock in on. So they're there, right there. And then also, they're in the footprint also of Georgia and Florida to be able to get players from there. But they can probably take 20 out of Texas every year. And so if you decide to make North Dakota State and just say, North Dakota State, we're gonna build a new dome and we're gonna be a power team, it'll still be hard when
they'll be hard
because in a 700 mile radius, there's like two players.
Right.
So they have to go
literally.
There's no one there. You have to go get them all. Yeah. And that's hard. But when they're next door and they can come, like in Louisiana, Louisiana's right there also. Louisiana's right there. But they would, every game we would have the top 20 recruits. You know why? They could just drive there. Where do you guys live at? New Orleans. Yep. I'll see you in about an hour.
See you soon.
Yeah, they're so you knew them so well.
Access to players is critical. And that's why, I mean, Nebraska, what it's they've tough. Done is sort of amazing. Yeah.
I asked a quick question here, but for Nebraska, if Huskers go 9-3 this year, 10-2, and this just happens for Nebraska, are people pushing back and say, hey,
no.
10% increase to keep our talent here, get some more? All right. We're winning. Let's do it.
If you look at the stadium right now, it doesn't seem like people push back. It was amazing, those crowds, the first...
They happened great.
Two games, or how many games they've played, three, actually.
It wouldn't be shocking. Right now, you have to have every avenue available. There's nothing like, it's not available. No, we're not doing that. It's going to be, okay, we're going to have to figure out some way.
10%, though, is not, like you said, that's not small.
No. I would have thought it'd be more like a 4% or something.
Yeah,
10%. That jumps on you a little bit.
Yes, it does.
When the numbers all, you go, hang on. Ooh, that's
right.
Something.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different for us right there.
It's pretty aggressive.
Along with you have other fees you play that you pay.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely. Well, yeah, they address that in the story. Yeah. Now, so here's what the paragraph is that applies to what you just said. More than ever, Tennessee fans will have to ante up. In 25, the cheapest season ticket for home football games, including taxes, the required contribution, and talent fee, that's what you're talking about, will cost $453 in the family section.
The cheapest.
That's the cheapest. Now, you're not buying one usually. You're buying two or three. Yeah,
right.
So, I mean, it adds up for the normal family right now. I mean, you're paying $1,500 bucks no matter what, probably. Maybe more than that. So, it does add up quickly. Tennessee, 15 straight sellouts of 101,000 people.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That place looks awesome on TV, too.
It is
that
awesome.
Stadium, that stadium on TV. Oh, you've been there. On TV, it looks incredible. Everything
I've never been there.
I've never coached there, but I've been to a game there.
Oh, interesting.
I've been to a game there. I went to graduate school for one semester at the University of Tennessee.
You and Keith Mann.
It was
Keith Mann went there.
It was incredible.
You went to games. Graduate school?
The most incredible thing about going to graduate school there was, I was trying to get in to be a GA in football. And I wanted to try to do that. Johnny Majors was the coach. So I got it.
I had no idea.
I got a teaching job there. in the exercise physiology department.
Really?
I worked on my master's degree. And I tried, and every day, not every day, but daily, I'd go over and talk to people at the football office trying to get in at Tennessee, because I thought Tennessee was just beyond
cool.
Yeah, so I was trying to do that.
Johnny Majors was a coach.
Johnny Majors was the coach at the time. So when you went to the game, though, what was incredible was we would drive to the game. You could park anywhere. Just park anywhere. And there was no fee to charge. And it, so if you got too far into the eye of the storm, you may not get out for 3 hours. You could just pull up on
too far in the eye of the storm.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible.
The description. Yeah.
Too far. Back then, it was still 80-some thousand back then, right on the river. Oh,
right on the river.
Right on the river.
Where the goalpost went. 2 years
yes,
ago.
2 years. Yeah. Heaved him over.
Yeah, I think there's people that drive boats up that river and just park and go to the stadium.
They do. It's a big harbor type docking system.
Mike Eckler's there right now.
Is this having a good time.
Special teams coach. Their special teams is the best in the SEC right now.
We should have Eckler on.
That'd be cool.
Eckler would be great to have on.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to him about that. Yes. Yeah.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills on
Bill's
early
Thrills?
Break on the ticket. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.